This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. In Britain, the pro-life group CORE said the decision to allow the editing of the genes of human embryos for research purposes is morally wrong, and its implications are frightening beyond belief. The British Human Fertilisation and Embryology Authority announced this week that it had approved a research application from the Francis Crick Institute in London to use new gene editing techniques on human embryos. The project aims to provide a deeper understanding of the earliest moments of human life. However, critics describe the plan as the first step on the path towards the legalisation of genetically modified babies. Josephine Quintavalli is the director of CORE, an organisation that focuses on the ethical dilemmas surrounding human reproduction. And she spoke to me earlier.
We are opposed in principle to any destructive research on the human embryo. So we've never been in favour of any of these procedures. It's possible one day we might be able to deal with genetic conditions in children or adults that can be ethically addressed, etc. But at the moment, talking about genes at the beginning of life is an absolute no-no.
Many critics say that this decision could be the first step on a path towards the legalisation of genetically modified babies, or at least babies made to order. Do you agree with those criticisms?
Absolutely. We started off long ago with taking the embryo out of the womb. We had the first baby born in 1978, and since then, from an ethical position, it's been downhill. And it's been used, the whole process of IVF, not to create one baby for a couple, but to create multiple embryos. And one of the reasons at the moment that scientists look to embryos as research subjects is because there are so many of them. But every one of the embryos that was created as a potential child for the couple who wanted them. We believe, and it's a biological reality, that life begins at the moment of conception. So we're not talking about potential human beings, we're talking about human beings. And for the United Kingdom to say, because we've got so many, we should be able to use them to experiment on, to find out, to get more information about human development, it's frightening beyond belief.
How potentially significant is this? Could it be a game changer in the future, do you believe?
I don't have a scientific background, and I imagine most of the people listening don't either, but we obviously get information from highly qualified people. And they are telling us that there's a lot of nonsense promises being made about how we will ensure that we can have children without genetic diseases. But you have to understand that if you're killing an embryo in order to try and get a better one, you haven't obviously taken a step in the right moral direction. This is not curing diseases. It's finding out, you know, what causes the disease, but killing the carrier, that's not going to help us at all to deal with the issue of genetic disease. But also, it is massively experimental. I remember some years ago, the United Kingdom was proposing and authorised, gave permission for scientists to create animal-human hybrids using cow's eggs fertilised with human sperm. At that time, there was a big outrage. We campaigned. We tried to get it stopped. We were unsuccessful. That research obviously went ahead, and nothing has ever been published. So there's a tendency in the United Kingdom to make very grandiose claims about benefit and why we should be able to do things, and in this case, utilitarian. We shouldn't waste the human embryos that are sitting in the freezers of this country. We should put them to a good purpose. But the promises are always hypothetical and very elusive, and there is no indication whatsoever that the kind of proposed experiments will lead to eliminating disease. It will just end up in eliminating more and more unfortunate human embryos. I like to remind people, even though it's a very simple thing to say, but none of us listening, watching, following these issues would be in this world if we hadn't been an embryo. An embryo is the beginning of human life, indisputably.
I was speaking there to Josephine Quintavalli, the director of the British pro-life organisation, CORE.